Don Juan by Lord Byron, Canto 1, Part 2, read by Peter Gallagher for LibriVox.org. Dying intestate, Juan was sole heir to a chancery suit, and messages and lands which, with a long minority and care, promised to turn out well in proper hands. Inez became sole guardian, which was fair, and answered but to nature's just demands. An only son, left with an only mother, is brought up much more wisely than another. Sagest of women, even of widows, she resolved that Juan should be quite a paragon, and worthy of the noblest degree. His sire was of Castile, his dam from Aragon. Then, for accomplishments of chivalry, in case our lord the king should go to war again, he learned the arts of riding, fencing, gunnery, and how to scale a fortress, or a nunnery. But that which Donna Inez most desired, and saw into herself each day before all the learned tutors whom for him she hired, was that his breeding should be strictly moral. Much into all his studies she inquired, and so they were submitted first to her all arts, sciences. No branch was made a mystery to Juan's eyes, excepting natural history. The languages, especially the dead, the sciences, and most of all the abstruse, the arts, at least all such as could be said to be the most remote from common use, in all these he was much and deeply read, but not a page of anything that's loose or hints continuation of the species was ever suffered, lest he should grow vicious. His classic studies made a little puzzle, because of filthy loves of gods and goddesses, who in the earlier ages raised a bustle, but never put on pantaloons or bodices. His reverend tutors had at times a tussle, and for their Aeneids, Iliads, and Odysseys were forced to make an odd sort of apology, for Donna Inez dreaded the mythology. Ovid's a rake, as half his verses show him. Anacreon's morals are a still worse sample. Catullus scarcely has a decent poem. I don't think Sappho's Ode a good example, although Longinus tells us there is no hymn where the sublime soars forth on wings more ample. But Virgil's songs are pure, except that horrid one beginning with Formosum pastor Corydon. Lucretius's irreligion is too strong for early stomachs to prove wholesome food. I can't help thinking Juvenal was wrong, although no doubt his real intent was good, for speaking out so plainly in his song, so much indeed as to be downright rude. And then what proper person could be partial to all those nauseous epigrams of Martial? Juan was taught from out the best edition, expurgated by learned men who placed judiciously from out the schoolboy's vision the grosser parts. But fearful to deface too much their modest bard by this omission, and pitying sore his mutilated case, they only add them all in an appendix, which saves, in fact, the trouble of an index. For there we have them all at one fell swoop. Instead of being scattered through the pages, they stand forth marshalled in a handsome troop to meet the ingenious youth of future ages, till some less rigid editor shall stoop to call them back into their separate cages, instead of standing staring all together like garden gods, and not so decent either. The missal, too, it was the family missal, was ornamented in a sort of way which ancient mass books often are, and this all kinds of grotesque illumined. And how they who saw those figures on the margin kiss all could turn their optics to the text and pray is more than I know. But Don Juan's mother kept this herself and gave her son another. Sermons he read, and lectures he endured, and homilies and lives of all the saints. To Jerome and Chrysostom inured, he did not take such studies for restraints. But how faith is acquired, and then ensured, so well not one of the aforesaid paints as St. Augustine in his fine Confessions, which makes the reader envy his transgressions. This too was a sealed book to little Juan, but I can't but say his mamma was right, if such an education was the true one. She scarcely trusted him from out her sight. Her maids were old, and if she took a new one, you might be sure she was a perfect fright. She did this during even her husband's life. I recommend as much to every wife. Young Juan waxed in goodliness and grace, at 6 a charming child, and at 11 with all the promise of as fine a face as e'er to man's maturer growth was given. He studied steadily, and grew apace, and seem'd at least in the right road to heaven, for half his days were passed in church, the other between his tutors, confessor, and mother. At 6 I said he was a charming child, at 12 he was a fine but quiet boy, though in infancy a little wild they tamed him down amongst them. To destroy his natural spirit not in vain they toiled, at least it seemed so, and his mother's joy was to declare how sage and still and steady her young philosopher was grown already. I had my doubts, perhaps I have them still, but what I say is neither here nor there. I knew his father well, and have some skill in character, but it would not be fair from sire to son to augur good or ill. He and his wife were an ill-sorted pair, but scandal's my aversion. I protest against all evil speaking, even in jest. For my part, I say nothing, nothing but this I will say, my reasons are my own, that if I had an only son to put to school, as God be praised that I have none, 'tis not with Donna Inez I would shut him up to learn his catechism alone, no. No, I'd send him out betimes to college, for there it was I picked up my own knowledge. For there one learns, 'tis not for me to boast, though I acquired, but I pass over that, as well as all the Greek I since have lost. I say there's the place, but verbum sat. I think I picked up too, as well as most, knowledge of matters, but no matter what. I never married, but I think I know that sons should not be educated so. Young Juan now was 16 years of age, tall, handsome, slender, but well knit. He seemed active, though not so sprightly as a page, and everybody but his mother deemed him almost man. But she flew in a rage and bit her lips, for else she might have screamed if any said so, for to be precocious was in her eyes a thing the most atrocious.
This recording is in the public domain.